This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Lab-grown brain circuits challenge irreversible spinal cord injury paradigm. Scientists at the University of Cambridge have created laboratory-grown neural circuits that replicate the connection between brain and spinal cord, demonstrating that nerve damage, long considered permanent, may be reversible. The findings, published in Nature Communications, challenge fundamental assumptions about spinal cord injury treatment and recovery prospects. 100% of damaged neural connections showed potential for repair in lab-grown brain spinal cord circuits. Neural circuit recovery after damage, percentage of lab-grown connections showing repair capacity by circuit type, brain spinal circuits 100%, motor neuron pathways 85%, sensory connections 72%, traditional models 50%. Source, University of Cambridge, Nature Communications 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News breakthrough in neural circuit modeling. The Cambridge research team developed miniaturized brain spinal cord circuits using induced pluripotent stem cells, creating the first functional model of human corticospinal connections in laboratory conditions. Dr. Madeline Lancaster, senior author from Cambridge's MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology, explained that these organoid systems maintain the complex three-dimensional architecture essential for proper neural function. The models successfully replicated key features of human motor control, including the formation of synaptic connections between cortical neurons and spinal motor neurons. These connections, which control voluntary movement, showed electrical activity patterns consistent with those observed in intact human nervous systems, according to data published in Nature Communications. Reversing irreversible damage. When researchers introduced controlled damage to the lab-grown circuits, mimicking traumatic spinal cord injury, they observed unexpected regenerative capacity. The World Health Organization estimates that 250,000 to 500,000 people suffer spinal cord injuries annually worldwide, with most resulting in permanent paralysis. Traditional understanding held that adult mammalian central nervous system connections cannot regenerate after severe trauma. However, the Cambridge organoid model demonstrated spontaneous axonal regrowth and functional reconnection within 28 days of induced damage. These findings complement recent clinical studies showing limited recovery potential in human spinal cord injury patients. Clinical implications and future research. The research provides a platform for testing potential therapeutic interventions for spinal cord injury. Dr. Sergiu Pasca from Stanford University, who was not involved in the study, noted that such models could accelerate drug discovery by providing more physiologically relevant testing systems than traditional animal models. The team is now investigating specific molecular pathways that enable regeneration in their lab-grown circuits. Early experiments suggest that certain growth factors and cellular scaffolding proteins play crucial roles in promoting neural reconnection. This work aligns with broader efforts in regenerative neurology to translate laboratory discoveries into clinical applications. Lab-grown brain spinal cord circuits demonstrated 100% capacity for neural regeneration after controlled damage, with functional reconnection occurring within 28 days. Madeline Lancaster, MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology, Nature Communications, 2026. Key takeaways: Cambridge scientists created the first functional lab-grown model of human brain spinal cord connections. Damaged neural circuits showed unexpected regenerative capacity, challenging current medical assumptions. The model provides a new platform for testing spinal cord injury treatments and understanding repair mechanisms. Frequently asked questions: how do these lab-grown circuits compare to real human neural networks? The organoid circuits replicate key structural and functional features of human corticospinal connections, including proper synaptic formation and electrical activity patterns. However, they lack the full complexity of intact nervous systems and surrounding support structures. When might this research lead to new treatments for spinal cord injury? While promising, the research is in early stages and focused on understanding basic mechanisms of neural repair. Clinical translation typically requires 10 to 15 years of additional research, including animal studies and human trials, to ensure safety and efficacy. What makes this approach different from previous spinal cord injury research? This is the first study to create functional human brain spinal cord circuits in laboratory conditions, allowing direct observation of regeneration processes that cannot be studied in living patients. Previous research relied primarily on animal models or isolated cell cultures. The Cambridge breakthrough represents a significant advance in understanding neural regeneration, offering new hope for the millions affected by spinal cord injuries worldwide. As research progresses from laboratory models to clinical applications, these findings may fundamentally reshape approaches to treating previously incurable neurological conditions. Source: Lab-grown brain spinal cord model shows irreversible nerve damage may be reversed